Thank you. Narbonne, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome from Checkpoint Charlie, live and direct from Newcastle, playing you the finest in krautrock. That was the fantastic Street Mark, and an obvious tune to play. It was called Welcome. That's on Sky, another great label, from 1979. Just got a few interesting facts here as well. Street Mark did about two albums with the legendary Wolfgang Reichmann, God rest his soul. He did a wonderful electronic affair, an album called Wunderbar. If you ever get the chance to listen to that or buy it, I recommend you snap it up. It's just fantastic. I will try and play some stuff in the not too distant future. Just another interesting fact, Dorothea Rauch's on the album, the excellent keyboardist and vocalist. She, a friend of mine pointed out that she did a fantastic album called Deutsche Wetterarbeit. And any fans of Harold Grosskopf's Synthesis LP, bit of information, looks like Lego Velt painted silver on the front cover. So if you ever get a chance to listen to Harold Grosskopf's Synthesis, thoroughly recommended. Also on Sky, Deutsche Wetterarbeit, on also on Sky. Another sort of like loose connection. Wolfgang Reichmann was actually guest acted on the Rock Hudson, Ray Bradbury interpretation of the Martian Chronicles. So if you ever get a chance to watch that as well, do it. Brilliant series, all about sort of life on Mars. Absolutely fantastic. And I'll play you the next tune. Shall I quit sort of jabbing on and let's play some music, shall we? We'll be right back. There you go. The third tune I played, Novalis, on the Fantastic Brain label, Sommerabend. I'm being promptly corrected here by Mickey. Say hello to everyone, Mickey.
Hello there.
The tune was called Le Wetter Leuchten, and that was from 1976. Those two sort of beautiful records that you heard after Novalis are by Fuss and Frohling. They're both on Brain. The first tune I played was off an album called Ammerland from 1978, and it was called Gentle Breeze. And I followed it up again with another Furs and Frohling tune, and that album was called Diary, and the tune was called Argo, and that's from 1981. And now we're going to sort of like deviate quite sharply now. Hold on to your seats.
Thank you.
that was a snippet from a fantastic album, Rare as Rockin' Horshizer, that Mickey's just pulled out for me, and it's called Canaxis 5. The album's called Technical Space Composers Crew.
That's who it's by.
Yeah, that's who it's by, and then it's on a record label called Music Factory, and that's the sort of mighty Holger Kuskai and Ro Dammers. It's an Inner Space Studios production, and it's which is obviously Cannes' own studio. It's from 1968, precedes a monster movie, and the track was called Ho Mai Hoi, Boat Woman Song. But that's it's a selection of recorded field music, isn't it?
Recordings from Vietnam, yes.
Yeah, from Vietnam. You can obviously hear like influences like Ligeti and apparently Sukai was Karl Heinz Stockhausen's pupil. I mean, it's blatantly obvious. You can hear like the sort of those influences coming through in their fantastic record. And I just wanted to say like how weird that Furs and Froling tune was. Very computer gamey. Almost like Sonic the Hedgehog meets John Williams, which is a really odd kind of collaboration. But moving swiftly on, this is the Mighty Guru Guru. That was a beautiful sort of like nice little sort of guitar-y tune, almost orchestral in its construction. That was a tune called At the Juncture of Light and Dark, and that's from 1974. And that was from Guru Guru. I mean, if you remember us playing a tune off the awesome UFO album, I think it was a couple of shows back, you'll realise how sort of diverse and how rangy this stuff is. And I'm going to play you another Guru Guru tune. It's called God's Endless Love for Men. That's obviously also from 1974, same album, Dance of the Flames, and it's on Atlantic. So enjoy that. Thank you. Great couple of tunes there from Guru Guru. Mickey just pointed out that we were both really impressed with the drumming on that album. I think he's Manny Neumeier.
Manny Neumeier.
He is
Guru Guru.
Yeah. He did a great compilation, like sort of later on in the '80s, I think, with Dieter Möbius, and I think the album's called Zero Set. Also on Sky. It's just been reissued, so keep an eye open for that. And now we're going to get more sort of bluesy, I think, and play you a bit of Steamhammer.
Loading.
fantastic tune there from Steamhammer. Very sort of like driving rhythms, totally intentional. The tune's called Riding on the I&M. And if you get a chance to sort of pick up a copy of that album, it's I think it's a bit of a best of up to 1974. And it's called This Is Steamhammer, with a really weird cover of like three sort of like airbrushed futuristic kind of cops. So on sort of doing a riding a tandem bike. It's just fantastic sleeves, as the majority of these records have. And now I'm going to lead you into something beautiful. It's called Geld, and it's by Le Dusseldorf.
Geld, 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 Ge Have a guess. Master's fine and fine and best.
Was the fantastic Le Dusseldorf off a great album called Viva. It's on Radar Scope Records, and that's from 1978. Lovely picture of one of the band members kissing, I think it's a camel on the back of that record. So try and check Viva. I think that's been reissued quite recently. We're going to say a quick thank you to Rude, another great show. And we're going to end on Grobschnitt.
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 Not
Grobschnitt. Not Grobschnitt. Grobschnitt. And Solar Music Live. And this is a tune called Otto Pankok. Punk Rock, sorry. So, guten Nacht from me and guten Nacht from him. Guten Nacht.